What exactly is the sin of Avodah Zarah? We know that in this week's parasha there's Chayta Egel, and seemingly that's Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is pretty big. We know that the sin for Avodah Zarah is very, very great. And one is supposed to give up their lives not to worship Avodah Zarah. So what exactly is Avodah Zarah? What exactly did the Jews do wrong in general? Rav Nachman Kahana shares a beautiful medrash, which I believe sheds light on what Avodah Zarah is. He says that we know at the end of Sefer Shoftim, there's a story of Pesel Micha. Who was Micha? Micha was this guy who decided that he was going to build a house for idol worship. And so what does he do? He builds everything, and yet chaser lo davar. What's he missing? He doesn't have a Kohen. He doesn't have a Levi. He doesn't have someone to be the rabbinic presence, so to speak, in this temple. So he seeks a guy out, and he finds a Levi. And we're told that who is this Levi? The Levi is Ben Menashe. But the Nun is spelt very large. And Chazal tell us that this is actually Moshe Rabbeinu. It was the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu. Could you imagine the grandson of Moshe Rabbeinu being an idol worshiper? It's hard to believe. And yet, that's what happens. And so as time goes on, he's there for a long time. And David HaMelech finds him and says, like, wow, what's going on? Why are you here? Why are you doing this? Idol worship is so bad. And he says, I have a Kabbalah from my grandfather, from Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu said, if you can't find anything else to do, rather than relying on tzedakah, do Avodah Zarah. So that clearly is an indicator that you should do Avodah Zarah. It's better than to rely on people. I don't have Parnasa, and that's what I should do. Seems a little bit strange. So the Medrash continues that David HaMelech actually finds a job for him. And when he finds a job for him, he's fine. Until he's removed from his position by Shlomo HaMelech. And ultimately he returns back to Avodah Zarah. What exactly is the message of that Medrash? And what does that mean? Do Avodah Zarah. He misunderstood Moshe Rabbeinu, that says of Nachman Kahana. He wasn't supposed to do Avodah Zarah, idol worship. You're supposed to find Avodah Zarah. Avodah work, that's zara, that's different. That's not necessarily compatible with you. Maybe it's beneath your dignity. Perhaps it's something that is not becovetic, as we would say. That's what you're supposed to do, rather than rely on other people. But should one ever be really thinking that they should be doing Avodah Zarah? Of course not. But if Kahana says that, really, what is Avodah Zarah? Avodah Zarah is when you have one thing going for you. You have your work or whatever it is. And then you say to yourself, you know, even though I have this work, even though I have this as my opportunity, I really think that there's the possibility that I could do something just a little bit different. It's not 100% dedicated to God. It's a shituf. It's a mixture of a little bit of this and a little bit of that. Says of Nachman Kahana, that's the mistake that they made. Is that worship of God is something that has to be 100%. If it's Avodah Zarah, if it's a little bit missing, there's something in it that's not right, it loses so much of what it's supposed to be. And that's what the Jewish people did. No, they didn't think that this was really an idol. No, they didn't give up on God. But what they did was they created a percentage of their worship of God that contained within it a portion of something else. That is not okay. That is not something that we do. And that was their flaw. That was their Avodah Zarah. Chaval. Have a good day.